Good afternoon. Skies remain mostly cloudy across interior New York and New England today, and with some moisture trapped in the lowest levels of the atmosphere, we run the risk of a few passing showers, perhaps some drizzle, or even a little bit of freezing drizzle across the St. Lawrence Valley, the Adirondacks, and Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont during the course of the afternoon. In these locations, temperatures are hovering around freezing or even will stay below freezing during the day today, while the rest of interior New York and New England will be in the middle and upper 30s for daytime highs, even a few lower 40s in the lower Hudson Valley and the Connecticut Valley. It'll be dry but remain mostly cloudy for the night tonight with lows back into the 20s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, another weak disturbance will shear off to our north and west with the risk of a few scattered rain showers as highs reach the lower and middle 40s. The weather pattern will remain relatively quiet into the day on Wednesday, with a mix of sun and clouds, unseasonably milder, with temperatures back into the mid-40s once again. The next disturbance will have a little more moisture with it as it moves through on Thursday. We'll run the risk at a little light rain or snow as temperatures reach into the middle and upper 30s, but a blast of colder air will come in behind this system, and as we dry out, we'll see mostly sunny skies on Friday, but a little punch of Arctic air will keep it in the 20s. This will set the stage for the next and more potent storm to head our way as we open up the weekend with a good chance of snow on Saturday. Highs will be in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Northwest will have an active stretch of weather as a pair of storm systems track through the region over the next couple of days. Wintry weather is the headline, with numerous winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in effect from the Cascades of Washington and Oregon east to the Central Rockies. Snow will be measured in feet in the Cascades, the northern Sierra Nevada, northeast Oregon, northern and central Idaho, western Wyoming, north-central Utah, and the Colorado Rockies. Meanwhile, a front will become stationary off the mid-Atlantic coast and stretch back across the southeast and into the Gulf of Mexico. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will form along this front and could lead to localized areas of flash flooding. Some of the thunderstorms could also be severe from the southeast coast into eastern Texas. And unseasonably mild temperatures will continue across the east, and record warmth will be possible in parts of the southeast through tomorrow. Temperatures will range between 10 to 20 degrees above normal across much of the south and into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, while bitterly cold temperatures will engulf much of Montana and the western Dakotas. Highs are forecast to be below zero tomorrow in northern Montana and western North Dakota. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Crane Lake and Seagull, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy with highs in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a few rain and snow showers and highs around 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 71, set in 1932, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:44 p.m. 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with spotty light freezing drizzle or a passing rain shower and high temperatures in the mid-30s. Cloudy with a little light snow or freezing drizzle tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with spotty light freezing drizzle or a passing rain shower today and highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight, lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers around in the lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Wednesday. Cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow on Thursday in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny, upper 20s on Friday, and a good chance of snow with highs in the lower 30s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.